The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission.
Overview of Tack Time. Tack Time is a required pace of production to meet customer demand. It is a relatively simple calculation. Working time available divided by customer demand. Despite its apparent simplicity, it is one of the most misunderstood terms in continuous improvement. Now let's move on to the discussion of tact time. In order to understand tact time, imagine that you are 12 years old, and that you have a paper route that you do every day before school. The papers get delivered an hour before you have to leave for school, so it would appear that you have 60 minutes available to deliver all of your papers. But if you think about it, do you really have a full hour? No. You have to get your bike out of the garage and load your basket up. For the sake of this example, let's assume that you have good balance and can roll up the newspapers on the fly. You also have to park your bike and put away your bag when you finish your route. So that 60 minutes really turns into more like 50. Besides the time available, what else do you need to know to calculate the tack time for newspaper delivery? A critical piece of information is how many papers you have to deliver. Let's say you have 25 houses on your route. You now have enough information to do your tack time calculation. 50 minutes divided by 25 houses equals 2 minutes per paper. The amount of time you have to deliver each paper, your tack time, is 2 minutes. You are probably already asking the obvious follow-up question. How long does it take you to deliver each paper? The actual time it takes you is known as a cycle time. If it takes you less than 2 minutes, on average, you are going to be able to meet your demand. If it takes you longer, you're not going to get to school on time. When a process is extremely stable, like on an assembly line, it is easy to pace to the tack time. The work advances at a set pace, so the product rolls off the end in very predictable increments. This isn't the situation with a newspaper route. Believe it or not, this example is more like working in an office than on a shop floor. Why? Because there is a lot of variation. The weather, the distance between houses. Some people like the paper placed neatly on the porch. Others don't mind having it chucked somewhere in the vicinity of the door. Some driveways are long. Some houses are very close to the street. Some of your customers' dogs are not very friendly. You get the idea. In the office, you experience similar variation. Customers call or email at random intervals. Some requests are small. Some are significant. Some orders come in with one line, some are several pages long. On a paper route, or in the office, tack time works best as an average pace. Some papers get delivered quickly, others will take a little longer. Some phone calls can get resolved in a flash, others take a bit more time. But the law of large numbers eventually takes over. In many processes, you'll find that every cycle is different, but any group of 10 cycles looks an awful lot like any other group of 10 cycles. In practice, this lets you use milestones to keep on pace. If your tack time is 2 minutes for a process with variable inputs, you might use an hourly milestone. You know that you have to get 30 cycles done every 60 minutes. And when a team starts falling off the pace and can recognize it early on, leaders can make plans to get back on schedule, plans that don't include working faster. Things get even more confusing when there are cyclical changes in demand. Imagine that your local newspaper decides to offer a Sunday-only delivery option, and 25 more houses on your route elect to get this big, bulky edition. Two things happen, right? First, you now have 50 minutes to deliver to 50 houses, a drastically reduced tack time of 1 minute. Plus, the Sunday paper is bulky and is harder to bundle up, and you just can't carry as many on your bike. Even worse, you can't toss a Sunday edition because a rubber band would snap and create a mess. Your cycle time goes up at the same time that your tack time drops. One option is to group your demand into different periods, a Sunday tack time and a weekday tack time. No problem, you just have to get creative on how you staff for the different periods. Fast food restaurants adjust their staff throughout the day. They know the pace picks up during meal times and slows down the rest of the day. Whether they call it tack time or not, they end up matching their capacity to the required pace. On your paper route, You might do the same thing by hiring a friend to help you meet your Sunday demand, or you could work a longer shift. It is a little different when demand shifts during a boom time, a new product release, or in an economic downturn. In these cases, it is a matter of watching for indicators, predicting future demand, and managing capacity to match the new requirements. If demand picks up and capacity doesn't change, your company is leaving money on the table, and those customers will go elsewhere, maybe forever. On the other hand, if demand falls and capacity stays the same, the company is losing money by having excess capacity. So, back to your paper route. Let's assume that you want to earn more money by adding more customers to your route. Can you handle the load? The answer lies in being able to understand how fast you need to be able to work to meet the new demand. Let's see what happens if you add 5 houses to your route. 50 minutes divided by 30 houses equals 1 minute and 40 seconds per paper. You would have to be able to deliver the paper at each house 20 seconds faster than before. So, tack time serves to give you a real target for improvement, not just an arbitrary made-up percentage. If it currently takes you 1 minute 52, 112 seconds, per paper, you'd need an 11% reduction in your cycle time to meet your planned customer demand. Goals with a specific purpose are always easier for frontline employees to get behind than annual improvement goals. For example, improve productivity by 10% per year.
A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.